It's one of those cold Christchurch nights, and I'm in a city suburb walking into a 70s-style building, a community hall. I'm not sure exactly where to go, but I'm guided by the sound of this drumbeat, heavy footfall, and some metallic clanging. I was told that's what I should be expecting, so I've shown up ready for an education in what's a very ancient Persian form of exercise, zurkane. Actually, zurkane, it turns out, is much more than just a form of exercise.
This workout is a spiritual workout and a physical workout as well.
I'm Kadamri Raghukumar, and in this episode of Here Now, I'm about to find out that a slice of ancient Persia is being kept alive and well by the Iranian community of Canterbury.
You have the trainer in the center, and then you have the drum and the master of the ceremony who use the drums and the singing to sync with the trainer. So they both talk to each other in a way that, you know, they're synchronizing the training, the intensity, the speed, everything is based on drum and the beat that the master is using the drum with. I feel really proud, and we are really proud of bringing something in from Iran and representing the community and the culture.
So what is zurkane? It sort of translates to house of strength and is a form of athletics and combat exercises using props that mimic weapons from centuries ago. The movements are in sync with the murshid's songs and drumming, and sometimes involves whirling for agility.
I am Hossein Faraji, and here I am a murshid. Murshid is the person who presents the process, who play the music, who say the prayer.
Zurkane dates back to the days of the Roman-Persian Wars over 2,000 years ago. Now, this was a war that represents one of the world's longest military conflicts, lasting for over 600 years. So, training young men to be war-ready became a sort of generational need, pretty much etched into society.
It have a very big background, 3,700 years ago, when Iranian army and Roma, they have fighting for 700 years together. For many, many generations, these two countries was fighting each other. And for making good soldier for that type of the very long war, in all of the city, there was a special sporting. You see, Rao. You see,
hammer.
And yes, and when you surrounded with a lot of people, take two sword and start to that. So all is come from war technique together.
This club has been going for about 3 years on and off. And on most evenings like this, they have all the equipment lined up in front of the murshid. And it's a pretty big array to choose from. I can see what's called the meel, which are wooden clubs, sang, which are metal shields, and a chabode, which is a bow made of iron and metal rings and coin-like pieces, which explains the jangling I heard when I first walked in.
My name is Amin Danishvar, and I'm the director of Zurkane Canterbury in Christchurch. It is a really functional exercise, and I think people, when they look at it, they say, oh yeah, it's something simple, but when they start doing it, they feel, oh my God, it's really heavy, it's so hard to do, you know.
So these are your traditional, they're like maces, aren't they?
They are. So this is the Persian meel.
Yeah.
They come in different sizes as well, so we've got the beginner size and the bigger one.
So they're entirely made of wood?
They are entirely made of wood. This is relatively heavy, so...
They're not so heavy.
This is about 4 kilos, and this is about 6, but, you know, the size and the torque when it goes up, it will make it really hard to swing when
this
you go...
This feels heavy.
The third one is kabode. So basically, it's... What do you think? What is it representing?
A bow.
Yeah. So basically, it's representing the bow.
Okay, cool. I could do that. But this is actually quite heavy, I have to admit. Go on, please take it off me. Thanks. That is quite heavy.
It is heavy.
Oh, wow.
And
that's
then
quite
the
surprising.
Last, next one is the sang. So basically, it's for press-ups. What is this representing, do you think?
A shield, I guess. Yeah.
So that was the shield, trying to hold that. And we do press-ups with that. And last one is the agility movement and coordination on the foot. So it was the charkh when people spin on the spot.
Oh, wow.
So it's a fantastic exercise. Like, I do regular gymming. I've got a PhD in health science and exercise physiology.
Do?
So I do the modern side and I do this side, and I really enjoy that part of it.
So Zulkarneh isn't just focused on building strength and agility, but the emphasis on humility is central to the practice as well.
Have you ever practiced it in Iran?
A few times. So in
What's
each city,
difference?
In each city, obviously you have people around there they've been practicing from childhood. In each city, they have the actual Zulkarneh, which is a really nice shape, like a dome shape. And the court is actually down from the floor, so it's about 1 or 1.5 meter down.
So
you step down and then go in the court. So let's say it's
so
flat.
It's like an arena. It's
yes.
At a lower level to the audience.
Yes, exactly. And the really interesting thing about Zulkarneh, again, is based on the respect and the culture. So the stronger you are, the more modest you are and the helpful you are to the community. It's not that you come here and get a stronger. Now, if you're strong but not polite enough, you're not welcome to Zulkarneh. And really interesting, again, thing in the design of that place back home is the doors normally quite short. So which means people want to get in, they need to bend and then go in. So it's basically showing them that respect and being down to earth is really important. So all of those little elements is showing the kids, you know, you need to respect. When we do train, the more experienced people will start first, and then it comes by age or by experience. Yeah.
It's hard not to notice the social function that Zulkarneh plays in men's lives. Ismail Fathi, who's the main murshid here, also runs the music school at the center. And he tells me that they've also gathered here today to send off one of the members who's moving to Australia.
It is a package. It's not just you training your muscles. It is not like just that. You are just training some moral values as well. We pray actually at the start and at the end. So it is just really all together. So those days, definitely, because Palwans and athletes in Zulkarneh, they've been like a strong people. If someone had a problem with like, you know, they could just refer and come to Zulkarneh and ask, hey, I need help or I need, you know. And there is actually a ceremony again called, it is Gol Rizan, means that you throw flowers. And people just throw money, and that money goes to the person at the start of the Zulkarneh being announced that, yeah, we are helping this person because of he has financial difficulties and all that. So it's like a package. It's not just a physical activity.
Well beyond that.
Yes, and for us as immigrants here, we are foreigners, we're practicing this, and we made this, you know, beautiful community that we have here. Now one of us is leaving us today, and everybody is missing him. So it's just a family. It's really a kind of family. It's not just come and do a workout, pay the fee and go.
The men are standing around in a circle and taking turns as they formally acknowledge their friend who's leaving. They're praising his virtues and contribution, wishing him well on his new chapter. Meanwhile, the kids are running around, waiting for their music and Farsi language class to start. The people here are a mix of sorts, and it's not just Iranians, but Afghanis who relate to this as well. And I can see several similarities with India in terms of music and the form of exercise with Persian origins, like, say, Kushti.
What's the commonality there?
I believe that, you know, those days you can't really divide the people by nationality and with the land. Obviously, if you look at the history, they all been together. Now I'm doing music as well. One of the most interesting things that I really face these days is that I meet people from India that they sing Farsi, my language, and they even sing the same melodies that we do in Iran. So I would just say, we used to be a nation, just one nation. Later, probably they put these geographical boundaries and all that. But this is not something that's dividing us. So I just see people coming here that they connect, you know. The second name of this Zulkarneh is Indian Club. So it just gone to India and just changed the name to Indian Club.
Traditionally, I've read that women don't normally participate or don't normally show up in a Zulkarneh.
And here I am, and I can see a few other women as well.
Yeah, yeah, no. It is quite a masculine sort of exercise when you see in Iran. But over here, we have a female participant as well, which is quite a fascinating thing to have. And they're feeling really welcome. Obviously, they don't try to hold the really heavy equipment, but they're building it up and focusing on the technique. And being within the community is really important.
Amin and the whole community here are on a mission this year to spread the word on Zorkane and get more people interested in it.
One of the plans that we have for next year, going to schools and showing them what is Zorkane. And I think for Kiwi kids or, you know, people in New Zealand to see things like that and to practice it is quite good to multiculturalism and getting them to feel the different, yeah. I think it's just, I feel really proud, and we are really proud of bringing something in from Iran and representing the community and the culture and showing them, you know, back on the days when no one even knows what's exercise and stuff, people doing things this way, which is really fascinating. And I think it becomes a sense of pride, to be honest. Yeah.
Amin Daneshwar and other members of the Zorkane Club in Canterbury sharing a piece of their Persian culture. A big thanks to Michael Healy, who was also part of setting up this club in Christchurch and a true Zorkane fan. My name is Kadambri Raghukumar, and each week I produce an episode of Here Now, where I talk to people from all around the world who live here in New Zealand. You can follow more episodes of Here Now on all your favourite podcast platforms, and you can also see videos of some of the stories on our website, which is rnz.co.nz/herenow. Today's episode was mixed by Ben Pierce, and my name is Kadambri Raghukumar. Thanks for listening.